This week on Florida Matters, we're taking you on a road trip of roadside attractions. WSS Robin Sussingham takes you down the Dixie Highway, which meandered through Polk County. Back in the day, you could find dozens of roadside attractions along that road. Most are gone now, but Maria Tripp with the Polk County History Center is working to keep those memories alive.
Masterpiece Gardens was in Lake Wales, and it opened in the 50s, and it was a mosaic that came from World War II Germany, and that was basically the entire attraction. Was once an hour, the curtain would open, and you could see this mosaic tile artwork of the Last Supper.
And did they got business?
Yes. And then as time went on and attractions started to pop up more and more, they tried to expand by having some animals and some rides. But when Disney came, it sort of killed all the roadside attractions.
What am I listening to? What's it just the...
Oh, these are actual pictures of some of these lost attractions.
Okay.
Like that's Sand Mountain.
What's Sand Mountain?
Apparently one of the byproducts of phosphate mining that you could not use for anything was accumulated into a huge pile of sand in Fort Meade, and people would ski down it. And at one point, Dick Pope, who owned Cypress Gardens, his son actually had the World Sand Skiing Group come to Sand Mountain and do a competition there.
How long was that around?
It opened in the late 40s, and it closed in the 60s. And like I say, in the 60s, phosphate technology allowed them to actually get something valuable out of that sand where they couldn't before. So the sand got used, and eventually the hill went away.
But people would come visit that?
It was very much a tourist attraction. The picture in our exhibit is actually the World Ski Competition, but people would come, locals, and just go down in garbage cans, on rafts, just anything you could slide down a sand mountain with.
Huh.
And that was in Fort Meade, which is just south of here.
What was the weirdest, do you think?
I would have to say the weirdest one would be probably a tie between Bartow's Phosphate Valley Exposition, which was nothing more than a little bit about the phosphate process and a giant concrete representation of a woolly mammoth fighting a saber-toothed tiger at the entrance. So it was just pretty much an attraction made out of animated dioramas.
That was in Mulberry.
That was in Bartow.
Or Bartow.
Actually on Highway 60, so just east of where we are right now.
1961 to 1973.
And I remember going there as a very little girl, and then tied with that was the Mystery House, which I don't remember that. That was before my time, and it was just a house that was built at a weird angle, and they would market it that a mysterious force had pulled the house and that you couldn't stand up straight in it. So basically the whole attraction was a crooked house.
Maria Tripp, the curator of the Polk County History Center. Hear more on Florida Matters, Florida Attractions, Sunday morning at 7:30, and share your memories and photographs, if you got them, on our Facebook page or on Twitter using the hashtag FLAttractions.